Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy for Saturday, March 9th. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, on the second Saturday of each month. Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy is an interactive live internet talk radio show that focuses on how to take advantage of the opportunities that life sends your way. The program explores obstacles overcome by ordinary people with extraordinary results and what inspires or motivates them to take positive actions that make their dreams a reality. I know a little about that myself. I've had 10 careers so far. I started out as a fashion model, and then I was a rock and roll singer, a corporate consultant, an adjunct professor, and today I'm a professional speaker, author, coach, blogger, and radio show host. All right, let's set the tone for today's program. Greer Garson, the actress, once said, "When you can't wait for your ship to come in, you've got to row out to it." Got that? Row out to it. Don't sit there and wait. Today's show is brought to you by Budgetpreneur.com. If you find that you have very little money to invest in your business and yet still need to get things done, stop putting those things off. Go to Budgetpreneur.com. They provide the resources and tools to help you manage your business, save money, and increase revenue. Visit www.budgetpreneur.com and become a member today. Let's get started. By the way, if you're listening online and call in to ask a question, please mute your computer first. The number to call is 646-381-4198. We have a fantastic show for you today. Our topic is, do you know where your money is? Here's the thing. As women, we face two undeniable realities, an increase in the divorce rate tied to the economy, and women statistically outliving their husbands, making it essential that we become more involved in our financial lives. That's why our guest this month is Holly Rovinger, best-selling author, empowerment, and lifestyle coach. So let me tell you about her. Holly Rovinger is on a mission. Based on her own personal experience and exclusive and extensive research, she has written a book designed to help educate women on how to become financially savvy and prepared. Her book, which I've read, The Simple and Sassy Guide to Financial Empowerment, embraces two undeniable realities, an increase in the divorce rate tied to the economy, and women statistically outliving their husbands, as I said, which makes it essential that you know how to handle your own personal finance. Holly's book helps women face the many challenges when presented with divorce or death of a spouse, not the least of which are our preconceived notions about money and their role in society as a single woman. Her book, The Simple and Sassy Guide to Financial Empowerment, utilizes her experience to provide information as well as actual educational exercises in areas, including the ones we will discuss today. Holly is a serial entrepreneur. She has many businesses online, and maybe we'll hear a little bit about some of the others today. Welcome, Holly.
Well, thank you so much, Yvonne. That was just a lovely introduction, and I really appreciate it. And I love your background because I'm all about working with people on reinventing themselves, and you've certainly done that quite a few times, which I admire and I just love. And I love working, you know, with people and helping them do that. So you're a perfect role model. Yes, and I work with women, but also I just want to put it out there that I've had quite a few men approach me and say, well, what about me? So I am more than happy to work with men who, you know, would like to take responsibility for their finances and for their health and, like you say, step into their best life and be happy. I think it's important for everybody. So whoever is open for it, I will take their hand and work with them.
That's great. But I think in order to get it right, you need a money mindset, right?
Well, absolutely. And I think, you know, I always want to say it's women that have the problem with the money mindset, because I think statistically we definitely have more of a problem than men. But I am coming to find out more and more, Yvonne, that there are a lot of men who also don't really know about money. And the funny thing with men is, and I use this as a joke, so if there's a man on the line, please don't take offense. You know, men don't even stop to ask for directions when they're driving a car. So what makes us think when they're handling all our money that they're going to stop and ask for directions? You know, they really don't, because they tie a lot of their self-esteem into their money and, you know, how they're managing it. So the reason I came to all this is because I didn't have the proper mindset, and I allowed my significant other to take responsibility for our finances. And I won't bore everybody with the story, but let's just say he mismanaged, and between him and our financial advisors, lost everything. So it forced me really to take a good, hard look at my money and my future, because, you know, all of a sudden I found myself starting over at 55. So I wrote this book about financial empowerment, and I want everybody on the line to recognize that I am not a financial planner. I'm not an accountant. I have, you know, the only background I have in finances, I have a master's in business administration, but I'm really a dietitian by trade. That's what I went to undergraduate college for. So I had to learn this. And the key to anything is truly your mindset. And especially around money, there are so many misconceived beliefs and notions that we as women have, because at least in my generation, as we grew up, we're kind of like in that transitional generation, like, yes, go to college, make a life for yourself, and make sure you can take responsibility for your life financially, but don't worry, your husband will take care of you, on the other hand. You know what I mean?
So absolutely.
It's kind of like it was a very mixed message, and I definitely find now looking back that it definitely was very confusing for me. So I definitely encourage women to take the time to go through a series of questions to really find out, why is their mindset the way it is around money? Were they ever taught financial literacy as a child? How did their mothers manage money? How did their aunts, their grandmothers, you know, everything that we do is really a result of what we've learned throughout our entire life. We have all these influences coming at us, you know, not to mention watching the TV growing up and seeing shows like Donna Reed, you know, where the mom stayed in the kitchen and that was her job. So
exactly.
Yeah, I encourage people to go through a lot of different questions, you know, about their background. What do they see as money? Do they see money as good? Do they see it as bad? A lot of people have, you know, very, very different beliefs about money. And how do you spend money? You know, in general, how did you see your parents spending money? So you kind of
So that would be a good reason then to do a little inventory of your financials, right? Because if you did an inventory, you'd find out how you're spending, how
well,
you're
absolutely.
Handling your finances,
and
right?
That's the second, yeah, exactly. Perfect point, Yvonne. And that's the second step I encourage people to take, is do an inventory. And simply to make this very easy for everybody on the line, if you can add, subtract, multiply, and divide, you can take responsibility for your finances. So let me give you the first definition, very simple bottom line. We're taking an inventory. So an asset puts money into your pocket, and a liability takes money out of your pocket. So what you want to do is go through every single thing you have. What are your assets? Go through your bank account. Go through, you know, do you have any properties? Do you have any intellectual properties? What's your income? What's your investment account? Those are all things that put money into your pocket. And then on the other side of the coin, you put a list of everything that comes out of your pocket. Do you have any loans? Do you own properties and have to pay a mortgage on it? You know, what do you owe out? And you take a complete detailed financial inventory. And that's the first place to start, because it's like, you know, going down the yellow brick road. You can't get to the end unless you know actually where you're beginning. So, yes, taking an inventory is a critical step.
And that makes perfect sense. And I love that you made it very simple, so that regardless of where you are at the moment and how you feel about whether you can handle your finances and know where your money is, you realize, like you said, it's very simple, right, about what are your assets, what are your spending habits, where is your thought process around money, your mindset. So now that you know that, I guess you could create a personal spending plan. Could you tell us how someone could do that?
Absolutely. And it's funny, this is typically a secret code for the word budget, but I find that most people like start shaking, you know, when I mention the word budget. So I like to call it a personal spending plan or your financial freedom plan. And truthfully, the best way to start this, Yvonne, it's so simple. Take a pad with you everywhere you go, and every time you spend a dollar, whether it's through a check, cash, credit card, debit card, whatever, write it down. So you want to start, you know, with things just to give you an overview of what a personal spending plan would look like. You've kept your record, so you can see where all this money is going, but you want to make different categories, like starting with the roof over your head. Do you pay rent, a mortgage? Do you have homeowners, insurance? Do you have maintenance? And then you want to look at your transportation. Do you have a car, your medical bills, personal care? And I break this down. I have what I call an enthroned empress budget form or personal spending care form. And I break it down even to the point where, hey, do you have your nails done once a month or every week? Like really breaking it down, to the bottom penny so you know what you have. And then, of course, with this, you know, all the different categories, you know, obviously the goal is to have more than you're spending. So I work with people on decreasing their expenses, but and then on the other side of the coin, increasing their income. And I really do believe in having multiple income streams. And I encourage people to do that so that they really balance out this personal spending plan on the positive side. Really helps.
I love that. I love that because that also makes it very straightforward, you know. And sometimes you can do little things like I remember my husband and I had a car, and because we live in the city, we were paying rental, right, for a garage every single month. And one day we looked at it and we said, you know, we hardly ever use this car. It just sits there parked. So let's do an experiment. Let's get rid of the car, right, which saves the insurance, the monthly insurance and the monthly parking, and let's see if we miss it. Well,
it's
we never missed it. Yeah, so we never missed it.
I know. It's amazing what we as humans can get used to, you know, when you just say, okay, let me give it a try. Like you said, let's just do it as an experiment. And you find you really don't need that many things. It's the same thing with going shopping. You know, I know myself. I love nice things. And what I've learned to do is wait for a sale, wait for it to get marked down again, and I find out that even if the store doesn't have it, there's ways to track it down, and you get it for
That's
the best
true.
Buy. So you can have what you
Absolutely.
Want.
Absolutely.
You know, so you don't have to spend the top dollar. And you can bundle. You know, if you're talking about cable and the internet, there's always ways to bundle it. And the one biggest question that, or the one biggest thing I would encourage everybody to do is always ask. You know what, if you're paying something, you can always say, can you do better? Can you do a little bit better? And you would be, that's like a magical question because
that is,
you cannot
that is
believe
true.
What you will find out
what you can
when
say.
You ask that question. Yeah.
It reminded me of something that my son, Charles, recently did that just blew me away and is very exciting. He did the same kind of thing with his cable. You know, he said he and his wife, they got rid of their cable and they got themselves a little Roku box that you can buy for less than $100. And I think their cable was almost $100 a month. I don't know, I'm guessing, but I know it was high. And you get to watch all of your shows for free. There's no monthly payment, and there's zero commercials. He bought us one as a gift, and you know, he said it's been about a year or so, I guess, and neither one of them miss cable because everything that's on cable you can get through the Roku anyway, and you buy it once.
Yes. It's just a matter, you know what, it's like anything else. Once you become aware of something, you can make the necessary changes. But a lot of us just go about our daily lives, you know, spending this, spending that, we don't sit down and take notice. And I think by keeping, you know, a spending journal and actually seeing what you're doing and then reading and saying, oh, I can actually lower that, I can do that, and then asking questions. I mean, your son's a perfect example. Lower the bill. This makes life so much easier.
Yeah, get rid of it. So can you explain the steps to beginning financial self-education for our listeners out there?
Absolutely, because I find when most people take the quiz I have in the book on what they know and what they don't know, it's kind of scary to see. Because, again, it's not really our fault, Yvonne. We were never taught financial literacy growing up. So it's really all around us learning about finances. For example, let's say you have this favorite store you love to go to. Get their report and start looking at the financials. If that's interesting because you like that store, it'll be fascinating for you. You can interview brokers. You can take a college class. You can read financial magazines, newsletters, go to live events. My favorite thing is to use your car as your office, to plug in a CD and listen while you're driving so you're accomplishing two things at once. And I find
time
goes so much faster. Don't you? I know. I love it.
I
hate driving, so for me, it just makes the time go faster, and I feel like, okay, I'm getting my brain engaged, and I'm so much, much happier. Another thing you can do is join an investment group, and a lot of education comes out of that because you discuss, you know, different options. You know, should we purchase this category, that, and then you do research on it, and it really helps. So, there, you know, it's all around us. It's in the newspaper, it's in magazines, it's on TV. Listen to a financial channel. Just once you tune in, just start picking up things. And even if you learned one new financial definition a week, you would be so much farther ahead than the majority of people. It does not have to be overwhelming. You know, you just do it step by step. And it's fun.
Well, then,
I found that once I opened my eyes to this, I was like, oh, my God, I get this. And it is fun. And I like being responsible for my finances. You know, when I choose to invest in something or I choose to, like you said, I actually just started another joint venture with two other women where we teach people how to publish, promote, and profit from a book. And the learning and the teaching is fascinating. It's just the more you just open your mind and your willingness to learn, you will find yourself not only developing, but you become empowered with every single thing that you do. It's fabulous.
Now that we've built ourselves to this point and we learned all these things, 52 new things that you can learn about your personal finance, we can go about building personal wealth then, right? So what about
that?
Well,
absolutely. And that, you know, I like to say at this point, look, I teach people about learning all by themselves, but it's also important to have a team to advise you. And I know that sounds counterintuitive, but think about buying a car. Okay, you know what you want, but you still want somebody to advise you. You're in the driver's seat. You get to choose, and the same
yes.
thing with finances. But you do need a team to support you. You need a CPA. You need an estate planning attorney. You need a banker. You need an investment planner or a financial advisor. And you need an insurance agent. You're not going to be doing this wealth building by yourself. You will make that final decision, but you will get advice. So there's four different general categories to invest in. I like to divide it up into paper assets, real assets like real estate, business assets, and commodities. And really, for the individual, you would decide what you're the most comfortable with, and then you would do research on it and decide what you want to work on. You'd also want to look at what cycle we're in the economy. Are we at the bottom of the bubble? Are we at the top? You know, the right time to buy and sell. So that all will come with the financial education, but it is very possible that once you have that, you can build your wealth and your self-worth slowly and steadily. I know for myself, I love business assets and I like commodities, but that's me. A lot of people love real estate assets, and they like paper assets like stocks and bonds. It's just not my cup of tea. I'm not that comfortable with it. I like more non-traditional, out-of-the-box investments, and that's really up to the individual to decide. You know, everybody will have different preferences, and everybody will have different comfort levels. You know, I met a woman who loves buying small apartments at a good deal, and she nurtures them, as women can do, and you know, fixes them up and then turns around and rents them out and creates an income for herself that way. So
you know, there was recently an article that I actually posted to my Facebook page, facebook.com/YvonneFBrown. And it's an article about, it just came out yesterday, about how the financial advisor to many NFL stars have been barred. And apparently they invested through him and lost all $40 million, all total, this person lost. And to your point of our discussion today, when you have some understanding of your of financial planning or about finance, you can manage your own money better. Had they known it a little bit, I think they might have been less inclined to just completely rely on the professional. You just mentioned you're going to need the professionals, but even when you have the professionals, you still need to understand it yourself so you can watch them like a hawk and make
Absolutely.
Sure they're investing correctly for you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out. That's like the whole Bernie Madoff story, which I've also posted on my blog. So I agree with you 1,000%. That's why you need to be self-educated. Everybody needs to be able to be in that driver's seat with finances, because a lot of your financial advisors may tell you do this, and you may have like that, you know, it's our gut feeling, yay
mm-hmm.
or nay, should you go with it, and based on your research and the way your comfort level is. But I couldn't agree with you more. By turning people that just turn their money over to financial advisors, it's very interesting to me, because I was at a party last year, and I said to a woman, she was telling me how she invested with this advisor, and I said, let me ask you a question. Is that financial advisor living the lifestyle that you want to live? And she said, no. I said, well, if he's not managing his money well enough that he's living that lifestyle, what makes you think he's going to manage your money that well? And she like looked at me, she goes, that's a really good point. I said, yeah, you need to get more involved and start learning about finances and help him and guide him in the direction you want to go. Obviously,
Absolutely.
He's not leading you down the path where you ultimately want to be. So
you can't totally rely
on any financial advisor.
For our young listeners out there, I want to point out something that happened recently I found quite fascinating. I was watching Oprah do her interviews on the OWN channel, and she was interviewing 50 Cent, who is a rapper, right, and a businessman. And she asked him about finances, and his response to her was that although he has accountants, he counts all his money himself and manages every single penny. And now this guy on one deal made $100 million, right?
Oh, my God.
And so, and, right, on a little water deal, taking 1% of a water deal, that sold for $1 billion, he made $100 million, plus he sells all his records and all of that. And a lot of times people think rappers, you know, what do they know? And even Oprah, her jaw dropped. She goes, you do it yourself? And he goes, well, I have the professionals do it, and then I double check and check their math and make sure everything is right. I've counted all myself. And I thought, good for you. Because that's how you do the next thing I want to ask you about, which is protect your wealth so you can create a legacy. How do you go about that?
Well, that's all involving the, I guess you could call it the insurance, and just making sure that you have basic estate planning documents in place so that, you know, when you pass on, everything is in order. And one of the best things you can do to create a legacy is to teach your children financial literacy so that they carry on what you have started. So that's one of the things. And then
I wish they had reading, writing, arithmetic, and finance as part of education.
I agree, and hopefully at some point that will happen. So you'll educate your children, and then you will have certain papers in place, like you'll need a living will, you'll need a health care surrogate, a do not resuscitate order, durable power of attorney, last will and testament, some people like a trust. And one thing I encourage people, especially in their midlife, is to And it's not a pleasant thing to think about, Yvonne, but you really need to find your final resting place and to make your funeral instructions. I have seen so many people, like everything was like dumped on their lap because their parents did not take care of this before. And they are not even allowed to mourn properly because they're so involved in the paperwork. So
yes.
I encourage people to get that all in place. And I also have a a book about inventorying everything in your life so that if, God forbid, something happens to you, you have it in one place and your children know where it is so that they can properly mourn you. You know, hey, this is where everything is taken care of, done, and now they can honor your memory and not be worried about running around just, you know, going through a checklist. Oh, my God, we're going to do this, this, and this. I've seen so many people go through that, and they say it's just horrifying for them. So, protecting everything is just getting all your ducks in order, getting everything in line, and, you know, keeping, like I call it, this little book of all that you do have, you know, what you're leaving, where you're going to be buried, et cetera,
et cetera. Where could we get that little book, Holly? I'd like that little book.
Okay. Well, the Simple and Sassy Guide to Financial Empowerment, if you buy the hard copy, it's in the bonus section, the book on keeping track. I am going to pull it out and put it up there by itself. Right now I have it as a bonus section in the back of the book. And it really, oh, my God, you just have every single thing in your life in there. So that it's just very easy. It's an easy transition for your family. And I think that's just a really important gift that you can leave when it's your time, which, again, it's not easy to think about that. But we all love our children and our families, and we want everything to be as easy for them as possible. So, of course, we do.
See, we're at the bottom of the show already. Wasn't that fast? Do you have any other comments? Any comments that you'd like to share with the audience? Maybe you have a gift, or maybe you want to tell them. Wrapping up the finance section of our conversations today, and maybe point them to a couple of your websites to follow up with you if they have questions.
Absolutely. If you have any questions, you can just email me at Holly. It's Holly with an I, H-O-L-L-I, at empoweringwomenmonthly.com. You can check out my website at hollyrovinger.com. And we're actually putting up a website in the next 2 weeks at publishpromoteprofit.com. If you have any desire to create another income stream by writing and publishing a book, I encourage that, especially if it's a professional who wants to attract a higher level of clientele. I really feel that by my putting the book out there, and I actually have a second book up, believe it or not, on Kindle, and working on my third and fourth Yvonne. But
good,
the book that's on Kindle is just all about women doing nice things for themselves, because I also believe that it's very important, besides educating yourself and taking responsibility for your health and wealth, is to do nice things for yourself. Because as women, we try to take care of everybody else, and it's very important to do nice things for yourself every day, just even if it's a tiny little thing like taking a bubble bath, you know, it's just pleasurable,
yes,
and it's taking the time to be nice to you. So I would love to answer any questions anybody has. Please feel free, you know, to contact me, friend me on Facebook, Holly Rovinger. I have Pinterest, you know, I'm having a ball with that, by the way. Yvonne, have you tried that? The Pinterest site?
Yes, tell me about it later.
Oh my
I'm
God,
on there,
I love
but
it.
I don't use it that much.
Yeah, I'll tell you about it because I just love it.
Okay. We have 90 seconds left to go. Do you have any last comments to very quickly, B2C, to share with the audience?
Well, I will tell you that my slogan, everybody, so that you can think about mindset, is to always have a positive mindset so you can live healthier and wealthier and happier with passion. So every day when you wake up, put yourself into that positive mindset by showing gratitude for everything that's in your life and focusing, like you would on a glass, three quarters full, that you are blessed each and every day, and keep your mind focused on that.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the enlightening interview, Holly. And thanks to all of you for listening to the Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll see you next month on the second Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Until then, I'll leave you with this thought for the day by the great Jim Rohn. Part of your heritage in this society is the opportunity to become financially independent. Remember to always join us on the second Saturday. In the meantime, visit us online at blogtalkradio.com/Yvonne-F-Brown to share your comments about today's show. Thank you very much. and I'll see you next month.
Thank you for joining us today. If you have a topic that you would like to learn more about, please send it to me at Yvonne@YvonneFBrown.com. You may also use the contact page at www.YvonneFBrown.com, YvonneFBrown.com, to share your comments about today's program or to ask me a question. Until next time, this is Yvonne Brown saying, each day you have the opportunity to get out there on life's playing field or sit on the sidelines. It's always more rewarding to get in the game and play.